And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Young Dr. Mike. We're talking with Arthur Perry. And Arthur, there's some great news, some really positive news on melanoma. But there's also some bad news on it. Talk to us about it.
Well, you know, this has been a busy year for melanoma research, Mike. In fact, the last 4 years, there's been more progress in melanoma than probably in the last 50 combined. But the study that was published this past week was very, very interesting, and it showed late recurrences of melanoma after many, many years, Mike, 10,
so even 20 years. So this is normally we say if you're 5 years free of cancer, you've beaten it, meaning you've got 5 years free of cancer, you've got a cure. This is bad news in that sense, in that there were, 6% of the people had recurrences more than 10 years after they had the initial, quote, cure period.
That's right. And some of those patients, Mike, were 20 years out, and had a recurrence of cancer. Now, the good news with this is the ones that recurred late tended to be extremely better treated. So they were more susceptible to this new chemotherapy and even just surgery. So it's interesting. People don't fully understand melanoma, why on earth and how on earth this could happen. But certainly there's got to be something to do with the immune system. So Mike, I thought since we're talking about melanoma, we would talk about, you know, the signs of melanoma, you know, when people should be concerned, and also some other interesting facts about melanoma. So how many moles do you have in your body, Mike?
Oh, they're too numerous to count. I got all these small moles. And as you get older, you seem to get more. They are more of them, even. And so, obviously, you're going to tell me about A, B, C, D, E.
A, B, C, D, E. That's right. Those are that's what we remember in medicine, and you can remember just looking at your own moles. The signs of a melanoma. So, the A that Mike talked about is asymmetry. And that means you look at your mole, and it's not a perfect round thing. Nice and dark color throughout, but maybe dark on one side and light on another, and maybe irregular. So that brings us to B, the border irregularity. So instead of it being nice and smooth, the edges are kind of ragged. They're blurred, not distinct. You know, you can't see exactly where the mole starts and ends. So that brings us to number three, which is C, A, B, C. And the first is asymmetry, and then borders, and then the color. So in a mole, in a good mole, you know, the moles that we all have, the color should be very uniform, should be consistent throughout the entire mole.
So C really is consistent color.
That's right. So if the color is inconsistent, if it's, you know, brown and even blue, that's actually a particularly worrisome color, or reddish or white, with different colors intermixed, that's not so good. And that can be confusing because there are things called blue nevi, you know, moles that are blue that are completely benign, although they do have a higher chance of turning into melanoma. So color is important when we look at these. Are you with me, Mike?
I am.
Because I heard some funny sounds there going halfway across the continent. So the fourth one is D, for diameter. So remember those number two?
By the way, those funny sounds weren't from me. They must have been coming from somebody hacking or trying something with our satellite uplink.
It's someone.
I should tell you that Arthur's in New York. I'm in Oakland, California. And we connect through Vero Beach, Florida, to a satellite uplink in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So anytime you hear something that isn't normal, it's always Colorado's fault because no one's here to defend them.
It could be some hacker in the Soviet Union also, but we won't go there. All right, so diameter. Remember the number two pencils that you used to take exams with? You had to bring two sharp number two pencils with you to those exams, Mike?
Oh, I remember. I remember taking six with them because I pressed so hard I would break some of the points. So I took six of those number twos.
I just brought a sharpener. But anyway, on the back of those pencils is an exactly 6 millimeter diameter eraser. I know it's exact because I actually measured it. Because everybody says, well, you know, if a mole is bigger than the size of the diameter of your eraser, that's something we have to be concerned with. So I measured it, and yes, those erasers are exactly 6 millimeters in diameter. So if you take your eraser, put it over your mole, if your mole goes beyond the diameter of that eraser, that is a warning sign for a mole that might be a melanoma. So that's D, A, B, C, D. E, that's the new one that they added a few years ago. They had to make this a little more complicated, those dermatologists and pathologists. Evolving. E is for evolving. That means a mole that changes. You know, one that this month looks fairly consistent and not irregular in border. And then a couple months from now, looks funny, looks different. And
so
Mike,
A is asymmetry. B is border. C is consistent color. D is diameter bigger than an eraser. And E is it's evolving or changing. And I like the policy you taught me of taking your iPhone or your cell phone and taking pictures, don't tweet them, take pictures of, or have someone help you, your partner, take pictures of all the areas of your body, same distance away, get it consistent from year to year, and then store those so you can actually see and show your doc if any of them are evolving, so there's no doubt about it. Take them in the same time of day, the same light, the same room. You can really do this. And, take a yardstick or something like that to measure the distance you're taking it so that the distances are consistent.
And if you really want to be scientific, put a ruler in the field that you take the picture of. So have just a little ruler so that we can see how many millimeters or how many eighth of an inch wide the diameter of this thing that's growing is. But again, Mike, there's just a limit to that, because if there's a question, if you have a question and you're sitting there looking at this thing every month and wondering if it changes, you know, go see your doctor. And even if it's a family doctor, it doesn't necessarily have to be a dermatologist or plastic surgeon, although that is better. And we know that, by the way. There have been studies that have shown that dermatologists have a much higher correct diagnosis rate than other types of doctors. But any doctor can really identify something that does not look good. So go see the doctor. So, Mike.
Can you buy one of those? Are there apps that you can buy that tell you likelihood?
Yeah, there are, but I think these have been reviewed. Wasn't it? Didn't you review those with Dr. Oz, or Dr. Oz reviewed those?
We did review them a while back.
Yeah, and I don't think they're so good, right?
Well, there's nothing that's perfect, but the message is, if you want to worry about something, the best news, just go and get your physician, your dermatologist, to look at it. But there are apps you can use to give you likelihood, and anything you do to help you is good.
So now, Mike, the melanomas are actually, they're much more common than people really think. You know, they're the sixth most common cancer in the United States. There's 76,000 Americans each year that develop invasive melanoma. And we're not even talking about the very, very, very superficial ones. There's probably an equal number of those that are absolutely cured. So maybe when we come back from the break, we can talk a little bit about who might be more likely to get a melanoma and who doesn't have to worry quite so much.
We will do that. So who's likely and how to protect yourself when we come back from the break, and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, on RadioMD.com. We're supposed to say, do you know the keywords, Arthur?
We'll be back after these words.
No, the keyword is stay young.
Stay young.
We're going to talk about something that helps you stay young. If you have it during your old age, it gives you a younger look. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Stay young on Radio MD.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.